From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Labor groups are on strike in Egypt, further complicating the government's attempts to end a more than two-week-old revolt against longtime President Hosni Mubarak. He is still resisting demands to resign immediately. The U.S. and other allies have called for an orderly transition of power. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said today, given the lack of steps taken by Mubarak and others, the uprising's no surprise.
The process for his transition does not appear to be in line with the people of Egypt. We believe that more has to be done, and I think, more importantly, the people of Egypt think more have to be done.
The revolt inspired similar demonstrations in other countries in recent weeks, including Jordan. NPR's Philip Reeves reports the King of Jordan has sworn in a new government.
King Abdullah dismissed the government last week in the hope of calming his discontented subjects, who are emboldened by the mass protests in Egypt. Now a new cabinet's been sworn in, led by the new Prime Minister, Maruf Bakit. Bakit is from Jordan's powerful security establishment. He's a former army general who's been prime minister before. He's been talking about political reforms and easing censorship, and he's invited the Muslim Brotherhood to join his government, an offer they rejected. But winning over the public won't be easy. Jordan's seen a wave of demonstrations, and also the publication of an unusual protest letter from representatives of Jordan's powerful and usually loyal tribes, criticizing the new government and Jordan's Queen Rania. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Amman.
First-term Virginia Democratic Senator Jim Webb says he will not seek re-election next year. NPR's David Wellner reports Webb's announcement today makes him the third member of the Senate's Democratic majority to opt out of another run for office.
Senator Webb announced his decision to leave the Senate at the end of his term in his typically brusque style. Without elaborating, he said he had decided to return to the private sector where he said he'd spent most of his professional life. Before narrowly defeating Republican incumbent George Allen in 2006, Webb himself had been a Republican and served as Ronald Reagan's Secretary of the Navy. He was also a decorated Marine and Vietnam veteran and a successful novelist. Webb's greatest accomplishment in the Senate may have been achieving the biggest expansion of the GI Bill since World War II. With both North Dakota Democrat Ken Conrad and Connecticut Independent Joe Lieberman also retiring, Webb's departure leaves an even greater challenge to Senate Democrats to hold on to their 53-seat majority. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Midwestern and Southern U.S. are getting another heavy dose of winter, with some areas barely recovering from the last wintry blast. The National Weather Service says some of the heaviest snowfall in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas is affecting areas that were hit by a blizzard just last week. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down nearly 30 points at 12,204. This is NPR. The chief defense counsel in the war crimes trial of former Liberian President Charles Taylor says recent WikiLeaks revelations partly account for the delayed submission of his final summary, which the judges rejected. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports Taylor and his lawyer have boycotted court proceedings, with closing arguments adjourned until Friday.
Taylor's defense lawyer, Courtney Griffiths, says WikiLeaks cables shed more light on an international conspiracy against Liberia's ex-president.
Charles Taylor has said from the outset that this prosecution was motivated by pressures from the United States and the United Kingdom.
Taylor faces war crimes charges for masterminding the brutal rebellion in neighboring Sierra Leone. His lawyer says a WikiLeaks cable purportedly written by the American ambassador in Liberia and published in December shows that the U.S. has an interest in keeping Taylor out of West Africa.
And one way in which they seek to do that is by his conviction, the imposition of a lengthy sentence, and if neither of those occur, then they will attempt to put him on trial again in the States.
Afabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
In Pakistan, the prime minister has accepted the resignation of the federal cabinet in a bid to reduce its size and promote fiscal discipline. The move is in line with calls by the opposition to trim government spending amid an economic crisis. A spokesman for Arizona Representative Gabrielle Gifford says the congresswoman has spoken for the first time since she was critically wounded in an attempted assassination in Tucson last month. The spokesman says Giffords is working very hard, and it is certainly paying off. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.